This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
And we've come to my favourite segment of every week. It's time for Scando News, where our good mate Lindsay brings in some news from the Scandinavian region of the world, while me and Greta heckle her. And unfortunately, Greta is not here this week, so that great weight of heckling falls upon my shoulders.
Are you
up? I've got faith. Yeah, I believe. I believe in myself. I'm pretty good at this old bagging the crap out of you thing. So let's see how it go. Am I lonesome?
Let's see how we go. I have a story this week about steak.
Steak?
Yep, the meat.
Yuck. You know, so, I'm veggie, right?
I do. I also don't eat meat myself. So this is not super relevant to my interests, except the winner of this year's World Steak Challenge in Dublin. Did you know that that challenge existed? Because I didn't. The winner of the competition is from Finland.
Hence how you've, like, hooked in Scandinavia.
Yeah, hooked my little claws in.
The competition is what?
It's the World Steak Challenge. It's held in Dublin. This year was the fifth year of the competition. It is designed...
Fifth!
Gross. It is designed to measure quality of beef amongst different international competitors to see who's making the best beef.
What?
Yep.
So it's not even like just like the biggest steak or best cooked steak. It's about quality.
It's about a couple of things. So there were 41 expert and 14 consumer judges. They blind tasted 300 sirloin, fillet, and ribeye steaks from 25 different countries.
Ridiculous.
It keeps on going.
Like, you would just have a bite, but that's 300 bites of steak.
It might be like when you're testing coffee, you're testing alcohol, where you have a little spit bucket. Like, maybe they do an initial chew and then...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Toss it out. I don't know.
Imagine... Oh, now we have to picture that. At 8:45 in the morning, a spit bucket of steak. What are you doing to us?
Okay, if
this is one of your worst Scando News, I think.
If possible, it gets even worse.
Can we go back to like reporting on transport news or something? Less gross.
If possible, it gets even worse because each entry was first judged raw.
What?
And then judged cooked for aroma, colour, flavour, and marbling.
That is... Oh, I want to vomit.
So just imagine
that.
How
do you judge it? You don't eat it raw, surely. But then how else do you judge it if you're blindfolded? Oh,
they're good questions, Stacey.
This is too much.
They're good questions. So Finland won. The company JN Meat International, which we're all familiar with, they won the title of the world's best steak for their grass-fed ribeye. The competition organisers said that the standard of entries this year has raised the bar and that the judges had a difficult day deciding which steak was going to be number one.
I mean, it's all just so disgusting. And you're going to times this by five. Like, this is the fifth time they've done it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure for steak eaters, like, even when I was eating meat, I didn't eat steak because I didn't really like a huge chunk of meat.
Yeah, it's real meaty meat.
But some people out there love steak, and hopefully the judges of this competition, if your job is judging steak, I would assume that you would enjoy eating it.
Yes, but can you love steak to the level of spit bucket steak? Like, can you see a spit bucket of steak and not be gross out? I just don't think you could. I don't think that's possible. It's disgusting. Raw. How do you judge it raw?
I don't know if they were eating it raw or just judging it on appearance raw.
Took off their blindfolds.
Oh, yeah.
Glanced in their spit bucket and then judged some raw steak. Oh, yuck. Why would you bring in such a gross story?
Scando News. I've got to do what I've got to do.
Why would you do this to us?
I'm trying to diversify my interests outside of transport.
Halsey and BTS, Boy With Love. Sorry, everyone, for Lindsay's terrible news. This is the Bloody Marys on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.